You must be looking forward to getting going. Tell us a little bit about Robbie Earnshaw. I watched this guy play a lot in the Premiership. He was a big part of getting a couple teams up from the Championship into the Premier League. You would have faced him, I'm sure, a few times. What attracted him to TFC and you guys to him?
Well, yeah, I played against Rob quite a few times and was on the losing end quite a few times as well. He made me look like a fool. So it was great to get a player of his quality. He scored, I think, over 200-odd goals, probably, I think, in professional football. And not many strikers can boast that kind of record. And he's just a fantastic guy. He wants to come to, obviously, to America, especially Toronto, for the experience. He loves the city so far. He's just really looking forward to kind of getting going.
Ryan, how close is your side to playing the kind of football you envision, to the playing the kind of game that you want them to?
Well, when we came in, we had to really evaluate the squad and everything at the whole club. So the team now to where it will end up will be a lot different. In saying that, the guys that have it, they have worked so hard and they're really committed and dedicated and there's a real appetite for success here, and so you know we're on the kind of start of a journey. Are we at where I'd want to be? Of course not. We probably never will be because I always want to get better. But we're making some really good strides.
Stephen Fry, his health getting close. Is he a possibility for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, he's just come back with full contact now, and so he's only had 45 minutes and. Of actual game time in a long time, so I think Stefan he's there or thereabouts, but I think he kind of needs a bit more of more time with the guys and a bit more training under his belt, and then we'll see the best of him.
What kind of challenge does Sporting KC provide for your squad?
Well, they're a fantastic side. I think that they proved last year. I think they're probably one of the best teams in the league. They're consistently very good. They had a good start to the season, beating Philadelphia away. So they're going to be a real test, a really good test. But these are the ones that you love, don't you? So, and these are ones that the players should really look forward to, and the fans, because it's a good judge of where you are. I think that they've kind of been a bit of an example of how teams should be playing over the past couple of years, and it's something that we potentially want to emulate.
Ryan Nelson, kind of joins manager of Toronto FC. They've got Sporting KC at the Rogers Centre tomorrow at 1:30. You're only several weeks removed from playing in the Premier League. Pangs of missing it. We talked to you earlier when you were just getting settled and figuring out your, your exit strategy after a great career and a great international career as well. How have you felt inside when Saturday morning or Saturday at 3 p.m. in the UK rolls around?
Oh, that feels absolutely, it's fantastic. I'm so happy. I'm not out there anymore. My knees feel good. My body feels great for the first time in about 15 years. It's, mentally, I'll probably go grey a lot quicker than going this way. But, I definitely got really good closure on that end. And now it's just this new challenge. I get out of bed, kind of excited to turn TFC around. I just said, I think it's just an exciting challenge.
Now, totally unrelated, but speculation was QPR, your former club, wouldn't be able to avoid the drop. They're getting some results. You must be impressed. They're no guarantee with 10 matches left. They need to gain 4 points on somebody. Wigan even drag Southampton back, but it's it's been tough to get the results. But they're not out of the woods in terms of being sent down for sure yet.
No, that result last weekend was a huge one, absolutely huge one. The next four games are all very winnable games for them. They've got a lot of talent in that squad. There's so much talent in that squad. And even when I left, they brought in, £12 million for Kusamba, and they just bought Luke Remy. He's about $10 million. So they've bought two, unbelievable world-class players. So that's a big addition. And if they get guys that can just fire... and if Harry Redknapp kind of pulling those strings that he always seems to love and do, I think they've got a great opportunity.
Is it still a transition for you to explain to players to do what you did as a player? Like, you knew how to do certain things to play at an elite level, and now you're trying to teach them to do what you did. How is that going?
Yeah, that was one of the lots of advice that kind of when I going into this, that Harry Redknapp and managers and all these gave me was that sometimes it's really hard to portray to players what you want because of how you play and what you know. And you've got to be really patient with that because players have a different DNA, a different kind of thinking and different mentality. And that's one of the goals of this whole of this club is to change the kind of the way of thinking into it and get away from kind of a single kind of mind to a group mind, you know, kind of 11 bodies, one mind. We've been kind of preaching that instead of the other way around. And that's been really fun as well. It's a great re-challenge as any coach, for any coach. And so we're trying to get a DNA that when Toronto comes out, every single team knows that they're going to be having a certain way of style of play, a certain time of mentality. And we're trying to get to that.
I think fans are going to love the new mentality, new attitude. Tomorrow, Sporting KC, 1:30. Then you go to Montreal, an Eastern Canadian derby. I don't know if that works. That doesn't sound quite right. That's not like a West London derby. That's the Eastern Canadian derby in Montreal, and then home at BMO back on the 30th against Landon Donovan and the Galaxy. Ryan, best of luck tomorrow. Get the 3 points, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you.